All right, everybody. We're here for a special overtime edition. Should I give it a new name? We're kind of ripping off Bill Maher a little bit. What's a good word? Afterthoughts. How about afterthoughts?
Afterthoughts it is.
We're here for afterthoughts, which is the post show. So we have a lot of guests in the studio. I don't know if you can hear the clamoring out there.
How you doing? My name is John Hoberanmanson.
Oh, are you okay? Did you travel far, or?
I'm just really, I have a lot of extra weight, as you can see. And I come up those stupid stairs.
Well, you look like you're in pretty good shape, but.
I did work out. You know, I dropped 100 pounds. I'm down to 480. I was up to 580. And I dropped 400 pounds. But coming up those stairs, what kind of building is this?
It's haunted.
I heard about that. There's a ghost story about a haunted van that somebody drove in and committed to suicide in the van.
Would you like a glass of water? Maybe a towelette?
I'm going to drink this water. Thank you. Thanks for the water.
Anytime. Built up quite a thirst, huh?
Oh, God. Oh, thanks for the water.
Hey, how you guys doing? It's Billy Wrights of America here. I don't know if you've seen me on the Don't Feed the Animals. Got my cousin Leroy with his tow truck company, and we do videos and stuff out there for Don't Feed the Animals. We did the one of them videos, excuses and answers. You guys see me on there?
I have not seen you.
No, I don't watch those stupid dumbass videos. Billy Wrights of America, that's your name? Yeah, Billy Wrights of America. I got my own blog and stuff, but I do things for Don't Feed the Animals, and
are you kind of a militant tow truck driver? Are you trying to remove cars?
I ain't got a tow truck. It's my cousin Leroy.
Oh, excuse me.
That was Leroy. They kind of go back and forth.
Okay.
Yeah. my name is Billy Wrights. That was Leroy pretending to be me. Leroy, go get the tow truck. We're getting out of here.
I just saw that, you know, you were... Okay, this is awkward. I didn't want to be rude, but I noticed that you were both missing the same tooth. So I was a little...
Yeah, well, what happened? This is Leroy. We both missed the same tooth because... Let me tell a story. All right, y'all gotta listen up here. Now, when we was kids, we was playing on a tractor. Now, I know that's stereotypical. Guys are going to judge me. Okay? So, you know, think these guys from the South are always on a tractor. But, you know, we was on a tractor, so fucking deal with it. Are we allowed to curse on this?
Yeah.
All right. So, we was on a tractor. We clanked grills, basically. And we both lost the same tooth. And that's the story. That's all it is.
It's kind of like a modern-day tale of jousting or... Like,
well, what the hell's jousting?
Never mind. I'm just noticing something beautiful. Is this Leroy or who is this?
This is Billy Wrights. Billy Wrights of America.
Dang it.
Yeah, it's hard to tell because we're cousins. So, but look same.
And the same tooth's missing.
Leroy, go get the tow truck. Get out of here so we
same
can tell
outfit,
who's who.
Same everything.
Yeah, Leroy's leaving, getting out of here. So,
which one's the copycat? Out of you two.
I think Leroy. Leroy's a copycat.
No,
yeah, he tries to copy me all the time. He doesn't do a very good job.
Are you older than him?
A little bit.
Okay.
Now, I look out for my little cousin Leroy.
All right.
He's bigger than me, but I call him Lil because I'm the older one.
Right.
I'm the more wiser one. You know, got more intellectualism. You know, you might be judging me. People are judging me because I have a southern accent. Think I'm dumb.
Not judging.
But I'm smart.
Not judging. Hang on, I'm getting tapped on the shoulder by this guy.
Hey, what's your name? What are you doing?
Hello?
Yeah, hey. What's your name, dumbass?
I've never been on radio before.
Oh my God, here we go.
I'm from the South, too.
Really? You sound like you're from Georgia.
Well, I don't know where I'm from.
You don't know where you're from?
I woke up in in the hospital down the street, and they said open call for actors.
Oh yeah, well that's good. We're actually auditioning for Don't Feed the Animals.
I think they hurt that man.
They hurt that what?
All right. Okay. Maybe it's not the right place. Huh?
All right. Yeah. Why don't you get on out of here? Hey. What's that? What's this guy?
Alright.
Yeah. What's your name?
Well, my name's Thomas.
I kind of like this. I'm like the host of the show now. I'm like ushering people in and
yeah.
Talking to them. Thomas. So Thomas, tell me where you're from. Tell me more something about you.
I'm from Melbourne.
Melbourne.
Yeah, Box Hill.
Is that toast?
Well, no, we do...
Put it in, like, soup and stuff? Melbourne toast?
Melbourne.
That's when you cook it too much. No, I think it's Melbourne, actually. But when you cook it too much, it's Melbourne.
Right. Whoa! Hey, getting a little mixed up in there.
You're kind of a punchy one.
Yeah, I'm a little punchy.
What do you do in Melbourne? What do you, like, you got a tow truck company? What do you do?
Well, you see, the thing is, I actually sell milk cartons. Cartons.
Milk cartons?
Yeah, my apologies.
How you doing? Hey, you know, I'm
a little jet lagged.
Hey, I sell stuff too. I sell used cars.
Yeah?
Yeah, you sell milk cartons?
Milk cartons and, shoelaces.
Yeah.
Most,
you got a shop? You got a shop in, Melbourne? What do you...
No shop. I just, set up a table, down there by the Nike store. And, after I've had my morning coffee, I like to walk through the National Gallery and, then I take out the shoelaces and milk cartons, and I like to draw on the milk cartons, but, you know, it's not, you know, not sometimes they're for sale, sometimes they're
not.
What
I'm trying to say is maybe we can hook up a deal, you know, maybe, you know, we could be like shopmates. You know, I got a shop in New York. I'm doing big things, you know, doing big things out there, you know.
New York, huh?
You know, put a little stand out there, sell your milk cartons and shoes. I get, 80% standard.
Okay.
And, you know, you get your cut, and, you know, we start selling stuff together.
You know what? I think I'll set up shop outside your shop, and then it'll entice people to go in and check out your car selection.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Because it's like, okay, so I've got my... hot pink, neon highlighter, fun fizzery doos, and I got my crunchy, squirrely, no offense, shoelaces.
No offense about the squirrel. By the way, I've worked with this dude, and he's pretty on the up and up. When I was in New York, Prospect Park, we actually had a shop together.
Okay.
We could cut you in.
I love that. The thing is,
got a fizzly do, I heard you say.
A fizzly do?
Yeah, those are good. Those are also good for, you know, when you got a little bit too much upset stomach.
What? I would love to hear the remedy on that.
Yeah, the fizzly do. What you do is you're going to take the fizzly do and shake it before you... Oh, you're talking about the one in the can, right?
Well, these are actually shoelaces that are frizzy.
Oh.
But they also get fizzy when you put them in a beverage.
Oh, I thought there was, you know, there's also a fizzly do in a can, which is what I was getting confused at.
Yeah, well, that's actually our Russian friends. They've learned how to mix up the fizzery doos and make them fizzy doos, and then they kind of are in cahoots with Pepto.
Yeah, it sounds good. Whatever it is, just give me info, and we'll hook something up here.
You know, global supply chains these days, it's a little complicated. Anyways, I'm gonna go. This gentleman's been waiting for a little bit.
Yeah. Hey. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, my dad, he let me come in here to do the radio show.
And how old are you?
I'm going to be 11 in 3 years.
Oh, so you're 9?
No, I'm 8. Yeah, I'm actually 7, but I'm going to be 8 soon, and then 3 years from there, it's going to be 11. So,
excuse me.
Hey, bye! Hey.
So I was noticing that you are, excuse me,
That's okay. I didn't hear your fart.
I didn't.
You said excuse me.
I didn't fart.
I just wanted to ask the speaker a question.
Ah.
Because this is the Q&A, right?
Am I a speaker?
Yeah. So I noticed that when you were talking about, like, the city, what city were you talking about?
Oh,
like,
yeah. You were talking about me. You're talking about my New York.
No, the child.
Oh, yeah. He's talking to me. Okay, yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead. You're live on the air.
Not the city, but, like, the year... Hang on.
The year?
The year you were born.
I was born 7 years and 345 days ago. No, 354 days ago.
Okay, bro. I'm not good with math.
I'm good. I'm very good at math.
But the question I have, or it was more like a statement. I just want to say, like, time is elastic, and you should be however...
I don't know about time is elastic, but time's taking forever for you to finish this fucking question.
Sorry.
The only time that's elastic is how much you're stretching it out. Come on, what's the fucking question?
Touche, my man. Squirrel. yeah, never mind. Thank you.
See what you did, Sherman. Now you scare him away. Oh my god, I can't believe it. I'm done too. Let's just, I am out of here. I'm gonna go with my dad, and he's gonna take me to get a Pinkberry. Okay, bye.
Pinkberry? You go Pinkberry?
Oh, come on, dad. I'm gonna go Pinkberry.
What's fifth flavor?
What's going on in here? What's going on? Why are all these people in this room?
Well, let me tell you, sir, you happen to be on a national level right now. I am here to become a motivational speaker. I heard about this audition. I'm motivating the world.
That's good. That's good. That's excellent. We have to motivate the world because the end of the world is coming. That's why I'm wearing this ski mask.
Yeah, man.
I'm trying to keep my incognito status.
Of course, bro. I get that. I get you, man.
You get it. We're going to talk later also, but on air, let's talk for the masses so they understand the gravity of the situation.
Right.
Have you or have you not seen the signs of the apocalypse? Go.
Yes, I have. And you can apocalypse too. I want to make you feel great about yourself in the apocalypse. That's my whole shtick.
Wait. Great about yourself. You lost me there. What we're trying to do here is we're trying to coordinate everyone to get an all-out assault. For whatever happens in the apocalypse, you need to be prepared.
I want a tickle assault on the world.
Okay, I can see that you're not serious, so I'm gonna have to leave.
No, I'm being serious, bro.
Why are you laughing?
I'm not laughing at all, man.
The end of the world is not funny.
No, but I'm
you,
saying...
You, sir, are a disgrace to humanity.
Oh.
This is why I never leave my conclave.
All right, well, I'm gonna go shout on the corner. Wait up!
Hi. Is anyone here? Is there a guest line? Is there someone that I can speak to, please?
Yeah. This is Prism, the technology rapper. You can talk to me. Tell me what you do.
I am a librarian. And my favorite hobby... I am only a librarian to suit my greater purpose, which is... I'm an amateur sommelier.
I love what you just said. Now listen here, a librarian, or might I say a sexy librarian. Now, let me tell you something. There is nothing that I like better than putting my fingers through the Dewey Decimal System, if you know what I mean. Yeah.
The Dewey Decimals. Yes. I especially get a lot out of the wine section, if you know what I mean. I like to whine about things because I'm a whiny librarian.
Well, that's cool with me. If you whine, I will dine.
All right, well, just don't get too bored drinking your Bordeaux. If yeah. You know what I mean.
I know what you mean, baby. Yeah.
The Dewey Decimals.
We're going to take that cart and stack the shelves. You know what I'm talking about.
Wow. Well, I've never been spoken to like this before.
Oh, yeah. You know, I know how to work them shelves. I know how to push the cart I know how to fill up the stands. I know how to check out the checks. And I know how to collect on your due date.
Oh,
I will stamp you as on time.
Wow. What about the late fees? Are there any late fees?
The what?
If you catch my drift, the late fees?
The late fees. You know what I mean? There's always late fees because I can go all night long. Yeah.
Late fees, wee fees, fee fees. I'm all about that sort of thing.
Wee fees, teepees, and me, you'll be singing like a crow.
A crow? My goodness. I'm more partial to the Pasadena parrot, which is not actually native to Pasadena, but...
Well, that's very interesting.
They have a squawk to them, which, they travel using entangled pairs. There's a... Okay, well, there's a crow in here.
Yeah, I bring my crow with me sometimes. That's my crow, Jasper.
Wait,
what's up, Jasper? He says you is all right, even though you like Pasadena parrots. You are all right with him.
I gotta go back to the library.
Oh, hold on, baby. We just trying to check out some books.
Well, catch me at the library. How about that?
All right. Well, you can stamp my card as exercised and inspirized.
We have famed author Truman Capote coming in and after me. So, I mean, yeah.
All right. Well, we're here. Finishing up the show, what was this called? Afterthoughts?
Yes, this has been Afterthoughts with Truman and...
Michael!
Michael and Sherman is diligently working over there.
Yeah, and we're gonna... I really like the stuff about the math, because it's really important to study math at school. Now... You might think I'm a stereotypical nerd, but I'm not, okay? Because I'm really smart, but I'm also, I can really be good with things and, like, people. But that's it. That's all I gotta say.
Well.
Come on, Wilbur. You gotta buy me an air conditioner.
Peanut butter in my mouth.
Peanut butter in my mouth.
Spigot of water, human.
Hey.
My name's a Sherman the squirrel. I'm not an imposter. What you doing? I fix computers for a living.
What the? Who is the real Sherman? That's the question.
Good question. I don't know.
All right, that's the question of the day. Who is the real Sherman? And we have a winner here. We have nobody won this one.
Six,
I'm sorry
six,
to say.
$64.4 million dollar question.
25. Or 6-4.
Hello?
I'm not sure I understand the question at all. Is it okay if I just use
the message you have left at 632-555-7213987654-32 has not been accepted. This number has been changed. Please disconnect your radio.
Your radio will self-destruct in 3 seconds. 2 seconds.
One.
But the point between 1 second and other seconds are an infinite amount of moments. I don't understand time anymore.
Yes. Can we get out?
I don't know if we can get out.
I don't think we can. How do we get out of this?
Well, I see that we're chained to the wall. I don't know.
We have to find... I mean, I know it's cliche, but what about a file? What about a spoon for dinner?
I think... Hang on, man. I think my finger grew into a spoon.
I think my toe is a spatula.
What have they done to us?
I don't know. These barbarians... These sentient beings that have taken over the world. They're not apes, they're not machines, they're...
Coconuts.
They're coconuts. Coconuts. Coconut ape machines. The coconut ape machines have come. The coconut ape machines.
Go, 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 go.
Nut.
Speaking of nuts, this just then... A Broadway report. Sherman Sitter is doing his best at tech support.
He's sitting.
Little pause, huh? Can't reach the keyboard, huh?
Can't do it, can ya? That's how Sherman talks. He talks like that. That's not exactly how I talk, dumbass, okay? I don't know who this fool is trying to imitate me, but, you know, you could tell, you can always...
I'm Sherman the Sitter.
Yeah, this is Sherman Sitter. I think everybody knows.
Get to the chopper.
The fuck?
Yeah, you know, I was going to say, when you said get to the chopper, I was like, hey, you know, I was Rambo, you know, I could do that. You know? I could go to the jungle and, like, do anything I want. Like, get a coconut and eat it, you know? I never got, nobody knows me anymore because I'm old. And like people know Sylvester Stallone, know Short Schwarzenegger because he's like the kindergarten cop and he got with the kids.
Not a tumor.
You know, hey, where's Arnold? You know, tell me like, how do I get popular with the kids again so they can buy my big movies?
Excuse me, I am Stanley S. Silver and I am a cultural consultant and Mr. Schwarzenegger, if you want to get cool with the kids again, just watch,
actually, my name's Stallone.
Stallone, yeah. Whatever. Yeah. You're the same person. Watch Martin Lawrence's Blue Streak on repeat 3 times.
Yeah.
Once in the light, once in the dark.
I've seen some Blue Streaks on the Blue Highway, you know what I'm talking about.
Don't say it, but I'm sure that is a reference to some debaucherous thing that I have no interest in. Anyways, if you want to get cool again, watch Martin Lawrence's Blue Streak.
Yeah, well, you know, I will. I'm not willing to try anything. You know, I just wanted something to eat.
I hear you have quite the ravenous appetite.
You know, I've been out so long. I've been out of the game. You know, my family's dead.
Well, you've been painting for quite some time. Yeah. Maybe you should paint Martin Lawrence's.
You got kind of like a fixation on this Martin Lawrence guy.
I'm telling you, it's the key to everything.
Yeah. Well,
do you not understand?
I don't understand what you're talking about. You're just talking about stuff and like, I just want to get through life and like not be harassed by the government.
I hear Portland, or specifically... Oh, I don't know about that, actually. But go to Switzerland. They'll have all the facilities you need.
Do you hear that? I hear voices outside. It sounds like Sylvester Stallone and some guy named Sterling.
I do.
Can you use your spoon hand and I can use my spatula toe? Maybe we could clank and they can hear us.
Yeah. Let's try to find something.
I don't know. I don't see anything. Hey, Stallone! Stallone! I can't do this anymore. I'm too tired.
They didn't tell you that they were going to put a spoon on your finger, did they?
Yes, it's all going according to plan.
Fleshy spoon, gross.
Mine was the spatula toe, of course. Together, we will create a new breed of kitchen utensils.
Bio utensils. People with hands for every meal.
Yeah, man. It's like, you know, it's like all this to protect the environment. Yo, it's like you can't, like, throw spoons out no more, so you gotta make them on your foot and your hand.
You gotta grow them.
You gotta, like, man, connect to the environment. You gotta hug a tree. That ain't just a saying, bro. You gotta hug that tree.
And the tree and, like, will hug back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I wanna become a tree. Can you make my body a tree? That's what I want to do instead. I don't want no spoon. I don't want to...
make you three parts bark.
Yeah.
One part fork.
Oh, that sounds great.
Perhaps we can... Yes, an avocado tree. Let me press this button real fast. I don't know what that did.
10. 9.
Jesus Christ.
8.
I've done it again.
7. 6.
I'm out of here. I'm out of here.
5. 4.
I just want to visit a giraffe before I die.
2. 1.
Oh no. Oh, we've come a long way, baby.
Don't worry, the fallout will be swift. Coming to you live from Chicago's favorite radio station, WKPBJ. Get your chicken nuggets ready. They'll be stale and frozen by the time this thing hits.
Let's go back out to correspondent in Jamestown. How's it looking out there?
Well, you see, we have a lot of, there's no way to describe it here. There's just giant metal things, and they're everywhere, and they're destroying everything in their path. And we'll keep you posted. I've got to go. I'm in the bunker.
Well, we seem to have lost the connection there.
Papa. The flowers are melting on the spring window,
but I can't see where the sun will go.
Behind the moon we saw the path of totality,
and then we went to have some hospitality.
The only good nation, from what I've been told, is a donation. That's how far I'll go.
and the donation, whether silver or gold, must come from somewhere, like your heart or your toe.
But let us not forget where you dwell. There is a city, whether it be made of gold
or you are in hell.
The only good city is generosity. The only good nation is a donation. So please, farewell, good night, it's been swell. We were watching the end of the world. Bum, bum.
Say goodbye to the end of the world. Say goodbye to the end of the world.
Beep, beep.
Say goodbye, say goodbye, say goodbye, say goodbye, say goodbye to the end of the world.
It's gone.
It's gone, but we're still singing.
It's gone.
But we're still singing.
It's gone.
But we can't stop singing.
Because it's gone.
And it's gone, gone, and it's gone. Gone. Bum, bum.
Rip-a-pa, goodbye, farewell. The end of the world has been swell.
Credits roll.